Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Today I got time, girls. All right, let's see if y'all can see me. It says I'm live here. All right. How y'all doing? How is everybody? Welcome, welcome, welcome. I hope you guys had a happy Thanksgiving. It was different this year, but it turned out well. It turned out really good. Me and the boys had a good time cooking, eating. So I hope you guys are doing good. Okay, good. Y'all can see me. Hey. Oh my gosh. It's so much to talk about. I've been wanting to come live sooner, but I have not really been feeling the best. So that's why I've just been doing voiceovers. You know what I'm saying? All right. We got folks in here from the UK. Okay. That's what's up. You guys had a good Thanksgiving. Good. I'm happy. I'm glad you guys had a good Thanksgiving in spite the restrictions and everything that happened. We still celebrated. We still have a lot to be thankful for. I have a lot to be thankful for, especially being that I almost died in September. So I'm grateful to be here. You know what I'm saying? And because of the things that I've been through, I don't have time for a lot of bullshit. Okay. So to some of y'all, take my videos or the way I come off or the way I speak or the things I post as being harsh or mean, I just don't have time for the bullshit. I don't like my intelligence being insulted. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to all of y'all who are truthers, who see through the nonsense. Because what a lot of us do who have intuition, we just sit back and we just let things play out. And then we gather enough evidence, we spill that damn tea. And that's what I did on Thanksgiving, honey, okay? I didn't expect for the video to get that many views so quick. But I think I said what a lot of people have been feeling about Megan Thee Stallion that folks have either been scared to say or just didn't know how to articulate it. And, you know, her fans have been trolling me, which I'm fine with. Y'all can troll me and tell me I'm ugly and all that other dumb shit. That's fine. The truth is the truth. So you don't have to like the truth. I'll be ugly all day, but the truth is still the truth, okay? And I bought receipts in that video. You know, my whole thing with this entire situation is, for me, I don't like bullies. I don't like when somebody has a presence, like a social media presence or a celebrity presence, and you keep doing shit to get somebody else bullied, but then you're saying that you're for Black women. But you keep doing stuff where your fans keep going attacking somebody, okay? I've been through that. I don't like when I see it happening. And this girl had been so quiet for so long that when she finally decided to tell her truth, she's the bad guy? Absolutely not. You can't keep poking the bear and keep poking at somebody. And see, a lot of times people take silence for weakness, or they think because you're quiet and you don't address shit at that time, somehow you're scared or you're weak. No, bitch, I address stuff when I'm good and ready. You don't rush anybody to go address something that they're not ready to address. And I think for Kelsey, she was pushed and pushed and pushed for so long that she finally just exploded, you know? And I say, good on her. Good on her for telling her side. I know a lot of folks were saying, well, she really didn't say, you know, who shot Meg. She really didn't go into the details. You guys have to realize this is not social media tea. This is a legal situation. Tori is getting ready to go face felony charges. There's only so much she can put into a song. But again, the fans don't look at stuff like that. All this shit is entertainment to you guys. There is legal recourses right now. So she can't come on there and just say whatever. I told y'all she's going to be dispositioned. They're gonna put in a deposition, and have her state her side. So there's only so much she can say about the shooting itself. This is a legal situation, you guys. Let me see here. Oh, we got a bunch of super chats. Thank you guys so much for coming through with the super chats. Tyena sent $5. She says, love you, queen. Love you, too. Thank you so much, sis. I know says, dang, my lunch break is over. I'll watch the tea later. You look great. Thank you. Yes, definitely catch it on the replay. Kamara Jones says, hey, T, love you in your videos. Thank you, sis. Andrea Brown sent $1.99. Thank you, Andrea. Gabrielle sent $5. She says, hey, Miss T, I'm a new member. Wanted to add to the tea sipping family. My newborn daughter, Jazea, came for Thanksgiving. Oh, that's awesome. Another one of my tea sippers, who's like a sister to me, she also had her baby the day after Thanksgiving. I don't want to say her name. I want to put her business out there. She can announce that to her audience. But yeah, she also had a baby. So a lot of Thanksgiving, a lot of 2020 babies here. That's been one of the good things in 2020. So like I said, I wanted to, you know, when I was doing the video, because I was in between, you know, prepping and getting things ready. And so when I'm seeing all this, it's like everything that she's done just started flooding back to me. Like all the little inconsistencies, just all the social climbing and just everything. And as I'm editing, the video got to 41 minutes long. Like that was insane. I'm like, I'm not trying to make a docuseries here. I just want to show receipts. I didn't even put everything in that video that I could have put in that video. Real talk. I didn't put the Jonathan situation in that video, and I have the video clips I'll play for you. Her hairstylist, Jonathan, when they went back and forth. I didn't put the whole situation when she was caught liking shady comments on her video about Cardi B, and then she tried to lie and said that it was on 1501 that Carl Crawford did it, and Carl Crawford came and he cussed everybody out. And so they had nothing to do with liking those statuses. So there's been a lot of stuff that she's done that I've laid out. Does that mean that you should not be a fan of hers and not support them? You do what the fuck you want to do. I don't make videos to tell people not to support people. I just make videos posting the truth. And what I don't like is that when I tell the truth, it's cool depending on who your fave is. Okay. Remember, I said this in my live stream a few streams ago when I called out Cardi B, when she was caught posting that she violates Offset and that she puts hands on Offset. And then she quickly deleted it and she got backlash. I called her out on that. I said, that shit's not cool. If this was a male rapper talking about how he violates his female, you know, his girlfriend, his wife, it would be backlash. I called her out on that. But what did I say in that same live stream? I said, watch these same weirdo fans act like I never hold her accountable. When I hold Cardi B accountable, all of a sudden, I can't see shit. I can't hear shit. I can't see. I can't hear. But as soon as I say something about their fave, oh, that bitch is on her payroll. She only talks about my fave. She never talks about hers. So y'all keep on acting blind and acting deaf. I keep the same energy for everybody. But y'all keep on twisting the narrative, okay? That makes you sleep better at night. That's fine. Damn, these curls are frozen, honey. Yes, for that good mousse. Curls ain't moving no damn where. Am I lying, though? Don't them fandoms act crazy when I call out Cardi B? Nobody sees it. Nobody hears it. But when I call out their face, oh, you don't get Cardi the same energy. Bitch, please. Just because you missed that motherfucking live stream, ho. I give everybody the same energy. The truth is the truth, period. If she's wrong, I'm going to call her ass out. If this person is wrong, I'm going to call their ass out. It's funny that y'all only see it with certain people. Yes, but who said that? Lorraine Jane says they're playing the Bird Box challenge. They are. They play the Bird Box challenge. And I don't want no Bird Box challengers on my channel. If you can't handle truth, get the hell up out of here. Okay? Because I bought receipts. And she has acted shady. Period, point blank. So now. You know that's how they act, honey. Let's see. Twisted Integrity says, I'm upset. I was due a package today. They didn't deliver. I called quick to get my $20 back. I'm going to drink this passion tea and eat my popcorn and listen to you talk shit. You make me feel better. Thank you so much, Twisted Integrity. Appreciate you coming through, honey. Yes, come through with the birds. They always, they got blinders on when I talk about anybody else, honey. But when it's their faves, and the thing is, I don't make consistent videos about any particular celebrity. I'm not like other YouTube channels where as soon as a celebrity fucking eats, oh my God, Beyonce had a sandwich. Like, comment, subscribe. I don't do that. I literally make videos randomly about different people, but you would think that all I do on my channel is just sit around and make videos day after day about Nicki Minaj and Meg Thee Stallion. Really? Y'all reaching that hard? Let's see here. Latina Fox says, I love you, T. I always love you going live. I love you breaking stuff down. If I want the truth about something, I look for your videos. Love you. Keep it up. Thank you so much, sis. Thank you for the $49.99. I really appreciate it. Thank you for coming through. Y'all are killing me in the damn chat with all these emojis, honey. For real, for real. So let me go ahead and pull up my screen here. We're going to do a few flashbacks. Let me share my screen. Give me just a moment. Pull some of this stuff up. I got my little timestamps. Because like I said, there's only so much I could show because the video was going to be damn near an hour and a half. I was like, oh, hell no. I'm not trying to make a damn docuseries. So this was the beef that she had a few months back with her hairstylist. Then they made up and then they kind of just went their separate ways again. So let me go ahead and show you this. I believe this one came. Okay, so this came first. I put everything in order. Give me just a second. Okay, so this was Meg and the stylist kind of, they were going back and forth because she was upset because Jonathan had been doing people's hair like Ari and, you know, a few other IG people and other celebrities. And she felt like that should be her main stylist. Jonathan feels like he wants to expand his brand and he's been doing hair forever. So he should have the right to work with other people. So this was just kind of like a small banter with them back and forth. Y'all can go ahead and check this out. Give me just a second here.
Repo my friendship. Guess what you want me to do? Fuck her wig. You want me to come repo this friendship?
I might do.
Jonathan.
But baby, you ain't repoing shit around this motherfucker.
Jonathan, you better act like you know.
You better act like you know. That's what you better do.
Apologize to me right now.
No, you apologize to me.
Jonathan, you started it.
You started the shit.
Jonathan, be real.
I'm being real.
Be real. So apologize.
No, you apologize.
Jonathan, see, that's how I know you fake.
You started it.
Jonathan, you started it.
Oh, my God. You started all the way. What was that one we went to?
Jonathan,
you,
just apologize so we can get over this.
Okay, why you don't apologize
first? You did it.
Huh?
You did it.
No, I didn't.
So apologize in front of all these
people. No, you apologize in front of everybody. Tell them how much you tell, hold on. Tell them how much you miss me and you sorry.
Me?
You.
Tell them how you've been trying to replace me. That's why everybody
friends. Never. First off, can't nobody take your
Jonathan.
Can't nobody take your spot. Can't nobody take your...
Okay, so now let me go ahead. That was them kind of going back and forth. And then this was like a few months after the fact. I believe this is just like a few months later.
Running. First off, ain't nobody ever counseled me. Ain't nobody ever fired me. I'm my own boss. Ain't nobody ever not. The only reason me and Megan not working together, I mean, I'm not doing Megan her right now, is because I'm a hustler. We both from Dallas. We both on our come up. So at the end of the day, I can't stop my grind. When we both trying to grow and just be dedicating myself to Megan, no. Because at the end of the day, I don't want to be just known as Megan herself. It's me and her friends and everything, don't get me wrong, but I'm inspiring a whole lot of other people in a different realm. So I don't want to never be known as one person stylist. So let's clear that out the box right there.
Okay, so let me come back on the screen here. So like I was saying, I didn't even put everything in the video that I could have put. That was like a long drama throughout the summer, you know? And like I've always said, there's certain people where they will be cool with you, but once you start trying to build your own brand and you start trying to come up too, it can make them feel away. And I noticed one of the things that people kept saying in the comment section is, she's an Aquarius. This is how Aquariuses act. Honestly, I think maybe I know one Aquarius. I've never had an issue with them, but it seems like a lot of people have had issues with Aquariuses. The sign that I don't get along with, as everybody knows, is Pisces. You know what I mean? That's the sign that just like heebie-jeebies, dark Pisces. I'm not going to say every Pisces, but there's dark Pisces. Can't fool with them. So I noticed a lot of people were saying that Aquariuses, act that way. Like I said, I don't know many, so I can't vouch or say, yeah, I've been, I don't know. But I noticed that was a lot of people bringing that up in the comments. So now, let me, like I said, I didn't say all of y'all, so don't get in your feelings, Aquariuses, but y'all go into the comment sections. I was seeing a lot of people saying that, that that's the personality. Look at the Pisces. Sorry, I'm just keeping it real. Everybody knows I don't do Pisces like that, okay? We've talked about this in the past. I won't even date a Pisces, okay? So, I went through enough with a Pisces. I was married to a Pisces. So I hear Pisces, honey. Achoo! I break bad. I be trying to run, bitch. There's certain signs. And see, I'm a Leo. That's another thing for me. As Leos, we're very loyal people. I'm about loyalty, period. Now, Leos, we got our bad parts too. Don't get me wrong. I've never sit up and act like Leos are perfect. Hell, what are Leos known for? Being arrogant. Bitch, I own it. I can be arrogant at times. And hell, I love to say I told you so. That's probably one of my weaknesses. You know what I'm saying? Arrogance. That comes with a Leo, but that's just being keeping it real. There's good and bad on every zodiac. And can't nobody sit here and act like their zodiac is completely perfect or imperfect. You know what I mean? But as a Leo, I'm big on loyalty. So I watch people differently. I watch their moves differently. And when you're not loyal, fuck that. I just, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to rock with that. You know what I mean? And that's why for me, I'm very loyal, even sometimes to a fault, to people. Like once I get to know them, if I rock with you, I rock with you heavy. You know what I'm saying? And I don't switch that up at all. That's why I'm still cool with the same girls on YouTube that when I was going through all that bullshit, them girls who had my back, I still rock with them to this day. You know what I'm saying? They all got my number. They can DM me, everything else. Still, that's why people trying to send money, be like, oh, you need to take this person's badge away or they shouldn't be a mod on your channel. I don't know you. I know them. So my loyalty lies to them. If they did something, that's between y'all two, you know? So it's okay. Look at all the zodiac showing, but yeah, like Leos are big on loyalty. So a lot of times we just sit and we watch people. We watch their moods and we watch how they treat other people. And depending on how you treat people, that's going to let me know if I really want to rock with you or not. So let me go ahead and play my flashback real quick. Oh, we got a bunch of super chats coming through. Sweet Janine sent $49.99 says Meg needs to watch who she steps on to get to the top. Karma, love you, T. Thank you so much for the $49.99. And you're exactly right. Karma is real. Like I always tell folks, the same folks you see on your way up are the same folks that you'll see on your way down. You got to watch how you treat people and you got to treat everybody with respect. From the janitor on set to the person sweeping and taking out trash, to the hairstylist, to the clothing, you know, designer, you have to treat everybody with respect. Because you can be hot one moment and be that it boy or girl, and the next moment people act like they don't even know who you are. So being humble takes you a long way, and knowing your faults and knowing your weaknesses takes you even longer. Because that means you're adult enough to recognize the faults that you have within yourself. That's why with anything, I own it. It is what it is. Own it and you try and change it and do better. So now let me go ahead and play this flashback of, because I forgot to add this in the video. Y'all have reminded me of this shit. Because I did this video months ago when she tried to say that Carl Crawford was the one liking shady shit about Cardi. This entire situation's a mess. So y'all go ahead and watch this. On Twitter and on Instagram. So let me go ahead and read to you guys what Meg Thee Stallion allegedly liked, okay? Check this out. So I'm guessing y'all females leaving Cardi B in 2019, and then it shows that it was liked by Meg Thee Stallion. The next one says, she won my respect. Paying homage to the GOAT means a lot. Pac would be so proud. She exceeded Cardi hands down. So now even the Barbs were co-signing this as well and confirming that Meg Thee Stallion did like this. So Nikki Shady Facts said, laugh my fucking ass off. Meg really don't like that Big Bird at all. Look what she loved on her YouTube video. If this isn't proof enough that Meg doesn't like Cardi, I wonder what other proof y'all need. So the Barbs believe this and think that Meg doesn't like Cardi. And of course, Barty Gang thinks that as well. Then Meg comes out and she claims that this was a lie and that she really didn't like it. But Barty Gang wasn't trying to hear that shit. So the person who initially put this on social media says, this bitch is lying. There were two comments that she liked. This is what she does. she be sneak dissing. And then when she's caught, she says, and basically going on to say that she basically blames management. So once that went viral, Meg Thee Stallion took to social media and she went off. This is what Meg had to say about everything. So she's applying to Rap News, and Rap News is basically saying, at Thee Stallion liked to comment on her bitch audio on YouTube that implies that she exceeded I Am Cardi B. What do you guys think about this? So Meg replied back and she says, I did not like no damn stupid comment like this. I don't even upload my own shit on my YouTube. My label does. I don't have a problem with anybody. I don't like drama. I do not bring other females down. Stop trying to start fake beef. Okay. That tea's hot, so I still got a spoon in there, bitch. So that's what Meg Thee Stallion said. She says that, you know, she didn't like it. She doesn't control her YouTube page. That her label is the one going around liking shady comments of Cardi. That she's not guilty of this act. So I said, okay, well, that's interesting. Let's see what 1501 has to say. Because, of course, everybody ran to their Instagram page. You know, pitchforks in hand and shit like The Simpsons. They was going off on Carl. How dare you try to set up Meg? You're trying to make her look bad. You know what I'm saying? You just want her to look shady so that way people will hate her. You know, that's the conspiracy that, you know, the horses were, you know, bringing forth, right? So Carl was like, what the fuck is this? So Carl was not here for the foolishness, honey. So this is what Carl had to say. When I tell you he didn't hold no punches, bitch. Carl don't never hold back no punches. Y'all go ahead and check this out. So folks go running to Carl's page and they say, at 1501 certified ENT, tell us. Tell us now. And then Carl comes on. He says, we get blamed for everything. But no, 1501 had no parts in this. Then somebody else says, at 1501 certified amp, you just love to be messy, just like a woman. So you're saying neither you or 300 uploads or runs her YouTube? So then Carl replies back and he says, at whom love? Lady, leave me the fuck alone. I'm allowed to comment when someone asks me, who you think you is, Big Mama or something? His country accent is funny because I can read his accent through his writing. Who you think you is, Big Mama something? I love Southern accents, honey. They just do something to me. So then he goes on to say this. At whom me love, I'm a comment every time, so get your ass off my page and watch the show like everyone else. Then he adds her again and he says, and to answer your question, no, I don't run her page. I have nothing to do with that. You just mad because they caught your favorite lion once again. All right, let me come back on the screen. I'm over here trying hard not to laugh, honey. Okay, I'm back. And how ironic, I was wearing curly hair in that video too. So like I said, I've been watching this shit play out for months. Okay, if I wanted to, I could make a video about every little thing, every little beef, every instance. I don't do that. So when I came with receipts on Thanksgiving Eve or Thanksgiving Day, hell, because I dropped the video like 5 o'clock in the morning, you can't get mad about this shit, okay? So like I said, it's been a lot of stuff that has just, you know, shown me that she's shady when it comes to certain shit. And then the fact that she was cool with Kelsey for 7 years, and y'all were just able to just fall off like that behind this whole Tory situation. Something happened, you know, but like I said, we're not going to find out, you know, the extent of that until the trial, until they go to court and get that all sorted out. But I have every right to be like, no, something about her is just not genuine. There's just too many, you know, things that have come out, too many inconsistencies. You can be a fan of who you want to be a fan of. I don't have to be a fan of your faves. I don't owe none of y'all that. You support who you want to support, support their music, support their clothing, you know, whatever. That's your business. Okay. But you can't go around trying to force people to, you know, to like see past the truth because it's convenient for you. Now, y'all still going there with the zodiacs. As far as zodiacs, like I said, there's good and bad in every zodiac. I don't give a damn what your sign is. You have zodiacs that are light and you have some that are dark. So there's good and bad, just like people. So this whole situation is a mess. Let me go ahead and read some of these super chats here. Give me just a second. Kyle over there trying to mind his business. Y'all trying to blame him for sneaking and liking shit. Kyle was like, no, I'm not having that. Let's see here. Sandra says, we don't do Thanksgiving in the UK. That's too bad. Let's see here. Gabriel says, hey, Miss T. Oh, no, I read that one. I'm sorry. Hold up. It's going backwards. Drilando says, hey, boo, I rock with you. Lando from Detroit. That's what's up. Thank you so much for coming through. I appreciate you. Jay Looney sent five. He says, what's good, T? All the way from Oakland, California, Bay Area. Love your channel. Thank you so much, bro. I appreciate it. Thank you for the love. Got a lot of fellas in the house. That's what's up. Lady D sent two. Hey, Lady D. Thank you for the super chat, love. Emily sent $4.99. She says, first time catching live. I always catch up on your podcast. Always spilling that true hot tea. Love you. Love you, too. Thank you so much. Marmalade Lovely says, I have to trust you because you are a good judge of character. P.S. You're a beautiful woman. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that, sis. I appreciate it. Trust me, it didn't happen overnight. You know, and sometimes you allow people who shouldn't be in your life to slip in by accident. So it's taken a long time to be able to just sit back and watch people and watch how they move. You know, that's how you build up your discernment. That's how you can see, you know, that's how you can be a good judge of people's character, by just watching their moves and watching how they treat people. Elise Jessica said $19.99. She says, love you, Auntie. Thank you for speaking the truth and always keeping a high vibration for the rest of us. You are more than welcome. Thank you so much. Denise Sumley says, hey, T, I'm just not catching your live. I want to say I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. Love your content. Thank you so much. And yes, we did. We had a really good Thanksgiving. I hope you did as well. A. Lauren says, you look fabulous, T. Tatas are juicy. Hair is slayed. Lovely lip color. Forever blessed, T. Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. So like I said, you know, I have to keep it real, you know, and you know, her fans were mad, whatever. It is what it is. Like I tell you all the time, there are plenty of people who all they do on social media is kiss celebrities' asses. If you don't like the truth and you want shit sugarcoated to you, you need to go subscribe to those channels. They're like, oh my God, this person is so wonderful. They never make any mistakes in life. You need to go watch them. You're not going to get that over here. Sorry. I'm just keeping it real. So let's see here. That whole drama is a mess. And then, oh yeah, and then there was like other stuff that came out this week. There was a black designer that also accused, not necessarily her, but her team of asking her to pull dresses. And then it ended up being a part of her Fashion Nova collection. And then there was some rapper who also said that somebody from her team stole her beat or stole her song, honey. So it's been just all types of stuff. And I'm sorry, when it's there's so many different things coming out about one person, at that point, to me, you're the common denominator. Now, with that being said, does that excuse Tory Lanez or the fact that Tory Lanez allegedly shot her? No, it doesn't. And that's another thing that was pissing me off, is that people were trying to take me calling this out as somehow me supporting domestic violence. Like, are y'all dumb? Like, who the hell, because you're saying that this person is wrong in this instance for how they're treating another black woman, that means that you support domestic violence? So if you support what Kelsey is saying, that means, you know, fuck the fact that Tory is allegedly, you know, going to trial for doing something wrong. So that means that you support Tory. How is that? That doesn't even make any sense. That's apples to oranges. But again, this is what these fans do when they can't refute any evidence, when they can't refute any receipts, they just pull shit out their ass. So if you support Kelsey, you support domestic violence. That's what her fans were telling me. Ciao, bye. Ciao, bye. Yes, it is. Atkins says that binary thinking irritates me. It's just frustrating. But, you know, like I said, it is what it is. That's social media. People get so embedded and so involved with these celebrities, and they just feel like they be ready to protect them harder than they protect their own family. Shit, I wish I would. Let's see here. Kittabug says Meg should put more energy into her music and less into being messy. Maybe she would have better album sales. Thank you so much for the super chat. I appreciate it, sis. Tiny Toon says, hey, T, love from the South with a Southern accent. I know that's right. I love Southern accents, particularly Louisiana and Texas. Lizzie B says, Sierra Leonean here. I have been watching for 4 years. This is my first time sending a super chat. Thank you so much, sis. Thanks for coming through. Let's see here. Tiff Pink says, hey, T, long time subby supporter, first time catching live at Nosy Hole Live. Also shouted you out. Blessings to you, queen. Okay, that's what's up. I see her coming up. That's what's up. Thank you so much. I appreciate the super chat. Kiddabug 1980. Oh, I'm sorry, I just read that one. Let's see here. We got somebody coming through. Nikki Wonderful says, I love you even if you don't mess with Pisces. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You know, I've been through a lot of personal shit with Pisces, you know, several of them. So that's why, you know, I just learned from that. Like, damn, when all these people come from this particular, oh, okay, well, gotta go that way. But thank you for the super chat, sis. So now we gotta get on this whole, and I might be on here longer than an hour, so forgive me. I'm having fun. You know what I'm saying? We got over 11,000 people watching. Please make sure you hit that like button. Don't be coming over here sipping slow and shit, then not hitting like. It's free. There's no charge, okay? So let's go ahead. Oh, they said Ryan Henry's a Pisces? Interesting. I didn't know that one. So let's go ahead and get on the whole Summer Walker situation. Let me pull this up. This is messy. Again, and Summer Walker follows me. She takes stuff off my Instagram page and reposts it. But I don't care. I don't have no loyalty to anybody. You know what I'm saying? Right is right, wrong is wrong, okay? So this is what's going on with Summer Walker, if you guys don't know. Let me bring y'all back a bit. Because I've been feeling like she's not as happy as she's been portraying. Her feelings have been very up and down. And, you know, she was going off on folks when folks were saying that she was pregnant. She kept saying that she wasn't. Like I told y'all last week, you don't stop off in crazy Dallas, Texas to go see Erykah Badu if you're not knocked up. Because Erykah's a midwife. That's what she does. So let me go ahead and pull y'all up some of this stuff here. I got like 50 million screens. Give me just a second. So this was like last week. I knew there was some trouble in damn paradise. So Summer Walker was posting this shit. She says, it's hard for me to read because it's kind of small. She says, you disrespect yourself. Look at me all looking on the thing because it's so damn small. She says, you disrespect yourself when you're begging someone for the bare minimum things, love, attention, affection, support, reciprocation, etc. Don't do that shit again. Honey, all these subliminals. So that's what she was posting last week. Then she also posted this. She posted Beyonce's song and she claims that this is every black woman's anthem. It ain't my anthem, but okay. Then she went on to post this. God, I was trying to be Sierra. But if you want to be me, but if you want me to be Lori Harvey, just say that. Basically, because Lori Harvey's been known to, you know, fuck on some of the best peen in the industry. And I'm not saying that their peen is good, but they got money. And Lori Harvey has basically come out unscathed. She's not getting knocked up by every high-priced guy that she talks to. She managed to get out that Future situation unscathed. That's what she's supposed to do. Bitch, have fun. All these women are young. Have fun. I would never say just, you know, settle down right away. Live your best life. But that doesn't mean that you have to get knocked up by every dude that whispers sweet nothings in your ear. That's how you end up being the 10th baby mama. Okay? So Lori Harvey, y'all can say what y'all want to say about her. But she's not out here with a bunch of kids by different people. Okay? So that was what she was trying to say about Lori Harvey. So then today, all of a sudden, she just goes off on social media. Let me find all this. Oh, yeah, no, one other thing she did. All right, I'm going to take it back to last week. This is another thing that she did. Let me pull this up. Let me pull this up. Y'all didn't see this one. I don't know if y'all saw this one. Let me show y'all this real quick. Give me just a second here. This was from the movie Precious. This is what she posted. She says, me to me in this dumbass situation I done got myself into. This was a post and delete.
You're a dummy, bitch. You're a dummy, bitch. You're a dummy, bitch. You're
Okay, so that is what she had posted on her social media page. So like I said, that was all last week. Then she came on and claimed that they were in love, and she was posting pictures of London on the track holding her stomach. And so they were trying to do a little lovey-dovey thing, but nobody was really buying it. A lot of people, you know, we looked at the pictures and we kept it moving. Like, okay, whatever. And then today she went on a whole tirade about London on the track, black men, black fathers. So let me go ahead and read to y'all this. Give me just a second here to pull up that screen. She's really upset. Okay, so this is what she posted today on social media. She says, I should really out this bum ass nigga at London on the track. I could really fuck up life, LOL, but I'm not. Then she says, for now, LOL. For now, I'm gonna just take my L. Then she says, a whole bitch. Then she says, black men gotta start doing better when it comes to being a father. My grandfather a lame, my father's lame, and this nigga lame, LOL. I guess the cycle will just continue. I guess niggas is still dealing with the shackles of mental slavery or some shit. Back when white men ripped you from your families and beat you to death if you try to protect them. It goes deep. Shit's really sad. Then she goes on to say, at least I can afford to take care of my child. Then she says, everyone ghetto. It was all so ghetto. I try to get him to spend time with his other kids as much as I could. He ain't want to because he's selfish. I try to get his baby mamas to let him see the kids. They didn't want to because they was bitter and hated me for no reason. I try to get everybody to just get the fuck along like one big happy family. And instead, everyone just shits on me. And now I just have to now I have the shit end of the stick because these motherfuckers is ghetto. Then she says, but that's how it goes when everybody's spiritually and mentally underdeveloped. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. Then she says, well, I guess I'll just put it all on an album, collect my millions, and be on my merry way. And that was one of the pictures that she posted with London on the track. And I guess that's him packing his shit and going to his other baby mama house. He said, bitch, I'm out. Oh, wee. This situation is messy, honey. And, you know, to be honest, I feel no ways. First and foremost, let me say this. You know, I like Summer. She's a young girl. All these people are young. So they're still learning and growing. But my issue is Summer has come out. She's talked down to women who have been in the same situation. Let's not forget. And I'm no fan of Eliza Rain. Y'all know that. That's the lady who got knocked up by Future. She's like the, I don't know, the seventh or eighth baby mama, the one who won't shut the fuck up. Okay. Who tries to act like, you know, we're supposed to have all this sympathy for her when you chose to be baby mother number eight. So she went in on her over the summertime, said, you know, this is just trifling. How can you be, you know, baby mama number eight? How dare you be knocked up by Future? He has so many other kids. And so people were like, it seems like you're projecting a bit. Because don't London on the track got a bunch of damn kids by different people too? Like, why all the hate towards Eliza? So it's very comical now that she had such a strong stance on Eliza Rain and her silly situation that she got herself into. These are all self-induced situations. That's why I don't feel bad for any of these people. This is all self-induced, okay? Nobody just woke up and found a dick inside of them. So let's stop the bullshit. We're all grown, okay? I get teenagers getting pregnant, not understanding birth control shit happening. But all these people are in their late 20s, early 30s. And all of these people have seen women before them be knocked up. So obviously this dude's sperm is fertile. He can knock people up. So why do people act so damn brand new when they get knocked up? Oh my God, I'm pregnant. I'm the fifth baby mama. What did you think was going to happen if you hopped on that shit raw every other night? It was eventually going to be bound to happen. So now I don't feel bad. This is all self-induced bullshit. Don't cry now when you was bouncing on that shit. I believe Will. At least Jada's old ass was smart enough to be on birth control. She was bouncing on August, but guess what? She ain't getting knocked up by August. I don't feel bad because this is all self-induced bullshit, right? So he was bouncing on that peen, raw. Let's keep that real. Most of y'all don't use condoms, okay? I don't sugarcoat shit on this channel. I'm sorry, okay? She was bouncing on that peen raw. She didn't think to herself, well, damn, I do prefer raw because it feels better. But even though I prefer raw, I'm getting on birth control, be on the IUD, birth control pills. There's all types of things you can use to prevent pregnancy. None of these people chose to do this. So I'm confused that whenever these people get themselves into a situation where they're knocked up, somehow it becomes everybody else's fault. Somehow all black men are lame. They're suffering from institutionalized racism and slavery. It's a generational curse. Oh, my grandpa's a lame. My daddy's a lame. My baby daddy's a lame. It's just like, no, no, and no. This is your situation. Don't put that shit on my black boys. Don't put that shit on, you know, random black men who don't even have children right now. Now, are there, you know, black men out here who are deadbeats who don't take care of their children? Absolutely. Okay? Absolutely. From damn Future to the damn hood booger, you know what I'm saying, on the block. But what does that have to do with you getting knocked up by a man that you sat there and you watched him have children with other women and did not want to take care of them willingly? You shouldn't have to drag nobody who's an adult to go do what they're supposed to do, to go do right by their children. I will never understand women who get into relationships with men and you're okay with the man not taking care of their children. To me, that says more about you as a woman. Because I'm sorry, I can't rock with no dude who refuses to take care of his own kids. All that my baby mama crazy, my baby mama ain't shit. I don't even want to hear all that. Because if you're really a good father, you go to court and you fight for your children. You fight for visitation. You fight for partial custody. So I don't want to hear all that all that mush mouth bullshit. So all that I try to make him see his kids. I try to make her allow him. Nah. I don't want to hear all that. You knew that he wasn't handling his business. You knew he wasn't taking care of his other children. And he had multiple. One like it was just one. And you still find yourself in the same situation. Again, so many of these women, you know what I'm saying, they have the option, the upper echelon, upper echelon of choices. Just like I talked about Angela Simmons a few streams ago. You know, she had the choice to be with all types of, you know, well-to-do guys in the industry, you know, who are, you know, who would treat her right. And then she gets with old boy. Summer Walker, beautiful girl. Beautiful voice. A lot of people like her. If London wasn't treating her right and he wasn't doing right by his children, at any point in time, she could have moved on. So, you know, all these quotes, all these, oh, you know, this is all black women, you know this Beyonce song. Oh, black girls, don't find yourself in this situation. Hey, black girls, you need to be like Lori and not like, we don't need any advice. Okay. You didn't take your own advice. We don't need any advice. Okay. It's called accountability. Let's stop shifting the blame. Let's stop blaming slavery. It's called accountability. You got yourself into a messed up situation. Take accountability for it. Shaming black men. No. You shame London on the track, okay? I mean, the whole situation is crazy, you guys. I just, you know, it's all fun and games when they're getting a D. And then when they get pregnant, then it's like, you know, this huge sob story. Let's see here. So Unique Like Me says, hey, T, hopefully the super chat goes through. I'm loving the hair. Thank you so much. Thank you for the super chat. I appreciate it. Carolyn Marie says, love you, T. Glad to catch you live. Keep speaking the truth. Because Summer was okay with it before, thinking it'd be different with her. Exactly. And that's what a lot of women do. They end up having this mentality that, oh, that's your issue with him. He would never do me like that. Yes, he can. And he's doing that now. That's why I don't understand the whole Future situation. Y'all saw how he did Brittany Malay, whatever her name is, the first or second baby mama. Y'all saw how he did Sierra. Y'all saw how he did Bawa baby mama. I forget her name. I don't know. Joy. Y'all saw how he did them. And then all these other girls are coming behind them thinking they're about to be different. Absolutely not. You know, the whole situation is silly. Agent Matt sends $50, says, damn, girl, you look good as hell. I can drive this semi all day and watch you on my simp tip. Thank you so much for the super chat. I really appreciate it. Thank you for coming through. Y'all are a mess. Let's see here. Koi Jonas says, Ayo, T, LOL, just wanted to show some love. Y'all has come through with the T. You definitely got time today, cuz. Thank you so much, and thank you for the super chat. Thanks for coming through. Diama Black says, much love, Auntie T. I'm a fan from France. Okay. Thank you so much. Merci beaucoup. Appreciate it. So, yeah, this whole situation, like I said, to me, is just crazy because it's like she's very upset. And I get it being mad, but you can't blame anybody else for your situation. You know, at the end of the day, as adults, we have to take personal responsibility for the situations that we get ourselves in. Everything's a learning moment, okay? I'm not going to condemn her. She's not in a situation that's any different than damn most women in America, black, white, or otherwise. You know what I'm saying? Having kids out of wedlock by men who they should not be having children with. So what you have to do is learn from this, you know what I'm saying, and try and raise your child better. If she has a boy, raise your sons to be the man that you want them to be. If you have a daughter, then you raise her to not make the same mistakes that you made. That's the only way you can break these so-called generational curses. Ranting and raving on Instagram ain't gonna do it. It's about action, plain and simple. Let's see here. Summer D, not Summer Walker, but Summer D. She says, my daughter's only two, but we be watching your videos as she gets older. You speak nothing but the truth. LOL, love you. Be blessed. Thank you so much. Thank you to you and your daughter for supporting the channel. I appreciate it. But yeah, so this whole situation, like I said, with Summer, it's just comical. So a lot of people have been going off on social media about this. It's been causing like a huge debate. Let me see here. Better in Pink says, this might be harsh, but she got what she deserved. He didn't hide how he was. He was trash, and his other baby mama said so. She chose to learn the hard way. That's true, too. That's true, too. And the other baby's mother, matter of fact, is speaking out now. She took to social media, and this is what she had to say. Give me just a second here while I pull this up. Me and my 50 million screens, honey. Let me pull up what the other baby mother had to say. She just said something. Okay, here we go. Okay, so the other baby's mother, she says, how the F you tried to get him to spend time with his kids, but he didn't wanna, but then double back and say his bitter baby mamas wouldn't have it because of you. Then she says, Summer needs to keep whoever's nose that is she got out of other folks' business. So that is what the baby's mother is saying about what Summer Walker was ranting about. London on the Track also responded. I forgot where his response is. But he says something about her being emotional, like, you know, stop being emotional. You know, so that was his response to her ranting and raving. So the baby's mother definitely feels a way as well, because, again, you're still throwing shade at them and saying that they're bitter. But now you should kind of understand the situation more, because obviously he's doing something to you to make you upset, you know, that you're ranting about it on social media. So that whole situation is a hot damn mess, honey. So now, okay, he said it. Okay, he said, first control your emotions. Okay, thank you, sis. I see you. Thank you, nosy hoe. So, yeah, so that's what London was saying about the situation. So to me, for him to be saying that, you know, he's obviously not taking her too seriously. He doesn't care. You know, the other baby's mothers have ranted and raved on him on social media, and she dismissed them as being bitter. So he's going to keep living his best life. So that, again, that's why you have to be careful whose situation you judge and you look down on, especially, you know, because you could find yourself in the same situation in the future. And if you're not doing anything to circumvent that, you know what I mean? I could take her being judgmental and talking shit if she was making sure she was on birth control and she put not one but two damn condoms on that pen, okay? Then she could talk shit because she knew, well, there's no way in hell I'm going to get pregnant. But you can't be throwing shade and you're hopping on it raw. Don't work that way. Let's see here. Somebody from South Africa sent $70 in Czar money. Says, happy Thanksgiving, T. Sending you some Pisces love and gratitude from South Africa. You are that chick. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you for staying up with me and watching the stream. Thank you. King Ellie says, lovely T. I hope you had a good Thanksgiving. And I love you, sweetheart. Me and my husband, James, love you. And I'm Leo Gang, August 14th, all day. Gang, gang, Leo Gang. Thank you so much, sis. I appreciate the super chat. So let's go ahead and get on this whole situation with Young Thug. Young Thug and T.I., honey. We got to talk about this. This whole situation's a mess. Let's see here. Okay, I got that up. I have a bunch of pages up, so let me try and find the Twitter page of Young Thug. He did a whole thing where he was ranting. He was on T.I.'s podcast, basically, and they were talking about everything that went down with Andre. Well, they were talking about Andre 3000, and basically Young Thug was saying that he's not a fan of his. He really kind of like talked down to Andre 3000, but had all this, you know, love for Elton John, which I found was really strange. Okay, here goes the video. Give me just a second here. Pull it up here real quick.
I can't.
Oop, let me pause it. Okay, y'all go ahead and check this out.
I can't rap you 200, 3000 songs. I ain't never paid attention to him. Never in my life.
You crazy. You missing out.
Right.
You missing out. Y'all need to work together. That's what you, hey, look.
That'd be crazy.
We most definitely.
Yo, motherfucking next move. Just like you went and worked with Elton John, nigga.
But Elton John was like, more like Elton John. The difference from Elton John and Andre is Elton John. Like simplified, Elton John like to kiss ass. What? Andre like his ass here. Elton John like, hey, okay. I love you. I remember what you, your first song. I remember Gucci first song. When is Guap getting out? Like he just more of like a fan type of nigga, yeah. To the point where it's like I'm like, nigga, let's do music. He like, nigga, bet. Andre more like,
yo, this is the secretary. Like, hey, tell that nigga this thug, nigga.
Why you gotta talk like that though, bro?
Fuck wrong, don't get on a fucking phone. Nah, you know what it is. He told you stupid ass answer. Nah, you answered it.
See, that's what
it's more like that. Nigga, we from Atlanta, nigga.
Then where I come from.
See, guess what?
This where this is our relationship.
If I become
you don't
if
have
I,
to do that.
If I become
this is our ally.
No.
Yes, he is.
Bruh. Who?
He's with us. 3000.
He who ally?
He's one of
he
us.
Who ally?
Us.
Yeah. Fucking right.
Man, yes, he is.
Why you don't rap like him?
What do you mean?
You don't talk like him, dress like him, look like him?
Hey, man, that ain't for me.
You ain't trying to portray none of that.
But you're doing
man,
it.
Shit.
Okay, y'all. Come on now, Thug. Okay, so y'all just heard what Young Thug had to say. Personally, you know, he's entitled to his opinion, of course, but I wasn't feeling it. I felt like there was a lot of assault and hate. I'm always the first to call out this whole divisiveness between like the youth and the older people, like in hip hop or just like in anything. And I always say that it's cool to support the next generation, the younger people coming up under you. You got to, because you're not going to reign supreme your whole life, right? But a lot of these younger hip hop artists, they have a lot of disrespect for people who paved the way to get to, you know, to make a way for where they're at today. And I don't like that. And I also don't like the fact that you're so quick to down Andre 3000. No matter what your issue is with him or how you feel, he paved the way for you in Atlanta. And you can try and act like you don't know who he is. And I don't listen to him because, you know, that's what they love to do, that shit. Because you got big name folks who do that to us on YouTube. Oh, I don't know who that is. I don't watch them. They're on YouTube. We're on television. Bitch, y'all watch everything we damn do. Okay. Jeffrey, a.k.a. Young Thug, you do know who Andre 3000 is. You do watch everything that he does. If you did not know who he was, you would not have worn this outfit. Okay. Because see, the internet, we don't forget shit. Let me go ahead and pull this up. He's had a few things where he's tried to look like Andre 3000. So give me just a second. So let's start with this look first. For someone who doesn't know who Andre 3000 is, he wore this shirt. And so this is the meme, Young Thug. I never paid attention to Andre 3000 ever in my life. Also Young Thug. This is at the BET Hip Hop Awards. I want to be like Andre Badu. Oh, but I thought you ain't never paid attention to him a day in your life. Make it make sense, sir. Let me show y'all this other picture. Now, Andre has a crazy ass fashion sense. Where do you think Young Thug got that from? Remember this? Young Thug and his Jeffrey album cover where he's wearing a dress. Andre 3000, his weird ass, you know, sense of style, wearing dresses. So you know exactly who he is. Even if you don't like his music, even if you don't respect, you know, his flow or how he raps, you definitely took a lot of your swag from Andre 3000. Andre 3000, you know what I'm saying, crawled in that fucking long ass dress so that way you could walk down the runway in your dress, honey. Okay? He paved the way for you to sashay in your shit. So don't ever play Three Stacks. Okay? So let's keep that real. And I see so much of that is that a lot of the, you know, the next generation, they want to come into hip hop and just dismiss the people who paved the way for them. Okay? And what people need to realize is that one day you're going to be the old head. And you better hope that this new generation coming up under you, they still respect you and they give you your props. Okay? Because we all grow older every day. You're not a spring chicken. You've been in the game for a while. So you know what I'm saying? So pay respect where respect is due. And what's so funny is while he's trying to down Andre 3000, I believe that this is where the animosity comes from. If you guys do not know, Andre 3000 went on stage and he had spoke about the younger generation and, you know, kind of versus the old heads. And he mentioned Young Thug. So I think this is where the animosity is coming from, to be honest with you guys. If you guys have never seen this before, let me show it to you guys really quick. Give me just a second here.
I knew what he was talking about because when I see Wayne and Thug, I'm like, whoa, I can't keep up with that shit. But it's so dope, man. It's like, it's the connection. It's like they're them because of us. You know what I mean? It's like, and it has to keep going, and all this old shit, young shit, and the old niggas hating on the young niggas, that shit gotta stop completely. It's all music.
All right, so you guys just got a chance to see that. And so I think that's why he kind of has some animosity towards him, because his name was mentioned in that. So there might be some behind the scenes things that has been kind of going on between them. I'm not sure. But the way he was so quick to big up Elton John, and Elton John is a legend. You know, don't mistake me. I'm not going to take away from Elton John just to uplift Andre 3000. Elton John is a legend. And he says that, you know, Elton John knows about hip hop. He's willing to kiss their ass. But why do you need somebody to kiss your ass? Like, how low is your self-esteem? Why do you need somebody to, you know, to kiss your ass and to stroke your ego? if somebody's a legend, they want to work with you, that right there should be enough of an ego stroke that you've made it so big to where a legend even knows who you are to want to work with you. You shouldn't have to kiss any adult's ass. Either we're going to rock or we're not going to rock. It's as simple as that. I'm not going to kiss nobody's ass. I don't expect nobody to kiss my ass. You go your way, I'm going to go my way. It's that simple. So I didn't like that. You know, we're all so quick to tear each other down. And Andre has not been embroiled in nothing. Like, Andre's been in the game for years. There's not one bad thing I can say about Andre 3000. He don't have a whole bunch of kids out here. He don't got a bunch of baby mama drama. He's not, you know, disrespecting his friends. So what can we say bad about Andre in the past 20 years in this demonic ass industry? You really can't say too much bad about it. He may dress weird. He may rock weird hairstyles, but that ain't hurting nobody. So yeah, I didn't like that. He's very unproblematic. So to get all that shade from Young Thug, I was really surprised about that. I was very surprised. And which is funny, because if you know anything about Young Thug, he doesn't do a lot of interviews. And that might be why. He does not do a lot of interviews. He does not like interviews. And that might be why he doesn't do a lot of interviews. Well, he went on, you know, T.I.'s platform. Now he's getting drugged. So he might go back to not doing interviews again. You know, who knows? But yeah, I didn't like that. I didn't like that. Andre 3000, he don't put too much work in the game. He don't have too many successful albums and has always treated people with respect. I remember, matter of fact, I was getting ready to fly back to Minneapolis from L.A. He was at the airport. We made eye contact, Andre 3000. We looked at each other and, you know, because he knew that I recognized them. I doubt he recognized who I am. You know, I'm nobody, right? But, you know, we made eye contact and he kind of just was like, you know, but I think that was a sign for me to, like, don't freak out. Don't, you know what I mean? He was just very low key, very low key, you know? And I wasn't like, oh my God, Andre 3000, you know what I mean? I was just like, and kept it moving. Very low key guy going through TSA. I'm sure he had a regular flight, you know? So just his whole energy was just really, really, you know, cool. You know, he wasn't acting like a diva. I've seen other people in line at the airport and their energy is just very nasty, won't smile, won't acknowledge, you know, things like that. So I don't know. I just think that was just really bad. I didn't like that. I didn't like that. If I made eye contact with him, I'd be pregnant with triplets. You know what, Janet? Y'all are so bad. So you want to smash Andre 3000 in the airport bathroom? Girl, bye. Yes, I made eye contact. I was like, oh my God. But you know, you're thinking in your head like, oh my God, it's Andre 3000. You know what I mean? But I wasn't going to make no scene. I was going to let that black man get through TSA safe and unscathed. She talking about trying to get pregnant by him in the damn bathroom. I'm not fooling with y'all. But yeah, that was not cool. Oh, look, Monet says, I ran into Mario at the airport and he winked at me. Ain't that the best? When celebrities, you know, and when you keep it cool, they will acknowledge you with like little winks and, you know, head nods. Thank you, Monet. I seen somebody else at the airport and that little, I ain't gonna say your name, very nasty. We made eye contact. She was like, I was like, bitch, fuck you too, weird ass girl. She hurried up and turned her damn head. Girl, bye. Somebody said Mario's nice. I've always heard that Mario's nice. Now, I'm not going to say who. That'd be messy. I'm not going to say who. But, you know, that's my memory of that person. I'm not going to bust them out. They get drug enough. So I'm not going to say who, honey. Ooh, y'all's messy. Let's see here. Young Thug reached diamond status in record sales like Outkast has without the internet and social media. Oh, can Young Thug reach diamond status? I doubt it. I doubt it. Okay, Bree from NYC sent 999. She says, hey, T, sending love as always. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving with the fam. My family just moved to Maryland. Young Thug played himself with the disrespect of Three Stacks. Outkast are legends. I agree. Thank you so much for the super chat. And congratulations on the move. Hopefully you guys get settled in. Rude Rebel says, middle-aged Thug needs to take 3,000 seats. Needs to take 3,000 seats. Y'all are a mess. Thank you for the super chat, love. I appreciate it. Nay says, girl, I would have fainted if I saw Andre 3000. Yes. His is, no, it wasn't. Oh, God. Y'all are guessing names. No, it's not Azealia Banks. No, it's not Azealia Banks. Let me see if I got it right. No, if it wasn't Nikki. No. Yeah, I'm not saying the name. Y'all don't have it right. Y'all would never guess. Y'all be, I don't know if y'all would be surprised, but y'all would never guess. No, it wasn't Blac Chyna. I've met Blac Chyna. Y'all done seen me on video meeting her. It wasn't her. But yeah, that whole situation is funny. Tashayla says, I met JD in an airport in ATL when I was coming back from deployment. He let me use his phone to call my family. Oh, that's what's up. That was nice of him. That was nice of him. That's what's up. Let's, oh, y'all are really guessing. Hell nah, what, no Janet Hubert. Oh, speaking of the Huberts, it was announced, somebody told me today, that Will Smith and Jada have a movie coming out. How you doing? They said the movie is coming out. Let me see. So that might have been why they connected as well. No, I've never met Doja Cat. Mm-mm. Somebody did guess it right. I did see a name. Somebody did guess it right, but y'all don't roll so many names. Y'all would never guess. Ah. Somebody did get it right. So, yeah, so that was my thing with the whole Young Thug situation. I just felt like it wasn't, you know, necessary. Even if he doesn't listen to him or he doesn't like his music, he could have kind of kept that to himself. And then the fact that he was just so busy, big up in Elton John, side eye on that one. So now let's go ahead and talk about Mr. Kevin Hart. How long have I been out here? We got 13,000 people on here. I've been out for 1 hour and 6 minutes. I'm going to keep going. Shout out to all 13,000 people. Make sure you guys hit the like button. So now we got to get on to Kevin Hart. Y'all know how I feel about Kevin Hart, honey. So Kevin Hart has a new show out called Zero Fucks Given. And it has, a lot of people are not liking it. A lot of people are giving it a bad review. He was even mad at Tariq Nasheed, honey. He took to social media and went off on Tariq Nasheed for saying that he didn't like the movie or the Netflix documentary, whatever the hell, comedy show. So he got mad about that, which I found very funny because I'm like, okay, well, are people not allowed to critique your work? So it's only okay if people like you and then, you know, dick ride your shit. I just find that very funny. So let me show you guys what he said to Tariq Nasheed. This whole situation's a mess. Let me remove this really quick. Okay, so this was like a Twitter back and forth. So Tariq says, peace, Kevin. Oh, no, he was applying back to him with something. Okay. Okay, so Tariq Nasheed says, I like Kevin Hart, real cool guy, but this new Netflix stand-up special, hashtag Zero Fucks Given, was not funny. I had to cut it off after 10 minutes. So Kevin Hart, big bad Kevin Hart with millions of followers, responds to Tariq Nasheed, and he says, please remind me why your feedback should matter again. I think I've done pretty well for myself by doing this comedy. That's not funny. Good luck to you and whatever it is that you do, though. Power to the people. See, I don't like condescending shit like that, okay? If you didn't care, and if I'm a nobody, and good luck to me on whatever it is I do, why the fuck did you just retweet me to your millions of followers? So that lets me know that you are bothered, like you always are, Kevin, when you don't get praise and you know, undue praise and admiration, you get upset. So he threw all that shade at Tariq, and then people kept clowning him, saying, hey, I too didn't like Zero Fucks Given. That shit was trash. Y'all know I don't fool with Kevin Hart. And I'm a play another flashback for y'all to show y'all why. But so people started telling him that they don't like the show. They don't find it funny. So then he goes on this weird rant. His nose is bleeding. He got bloody boogers hanging out. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Go blow your nose. You got blood and boogers and shit hanging out his nose. I don't give a fuck. Zero Fucks Given. I don't care if you don't like my show. Snot and shit run. I'm like, what is this? Just disgusting. Bloody ass boogers and shit. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with Kevin Hart? I'm sorry. I gotta keep it real. That shit was nasty. Did y'all see that video? Was it for a skit? I'm like, what is this dude doing? Why is his nose? Why does he have bloody snot? Just gross. Nasty. Y'all go ahead and watch this.
Ah. Just did an interview, and the reporter slash journalist asked me a question. It says, Kevin, I love the special. How do you feel about the mixed reviews on the special? I said, I don't give a fuck. I actually have zero fucks to give. He said, but Kevin, but wait, like, you know, people said that they want the old Kevin back. I don't give a fuck what people said. I have zero fucks to give. If you want the old Kevin, well, go look at what the old Kevin did, because this Kevin doesn't give a fuck. I have zero fucks to give. I don't care. I don't fucking care. Zero fucks. Zero fucks given. Stop asking me questions when I have zero fucks to give. I don't care. Fucking 41 years old. I don't have time to give a fuck. Zero fucks given. I don't give a fuck. Zero fucks. I could not give one of them. If you had 10 fucks, I don't care. I don't give them. I don't want one of them fucks. I don't give a fuck. Zero fucks given. Zero fucks given. Okay, that's
shut
it.
Ugh. Get his ass off my screen with that bloody nose and that booger. Ugh, why is his nose like that? Was he snorting? Like, what is the problem? And who the hell gets on camera like that? Joke or not? Don't nobody want to see that shit. You claim you don't care, but you care so much that you're going to jump on camera with a bloody nose and bloody snot running down your nose just to show that you don't care. You care. Stop. Okay? So now, if that wasn't bad enough, then yesterday, he starts going on this hobo tour about him not giving a fuck what people care. But I'm like, if you don't care, why do you keep talking about it? If you don't care, why are you talking about it? Damn it, you care, Kevin. You care. Let me pull this video up. This man is literally on a hobo tour at this point. I don't care. I don't care. Zero fucks given. Zero fucks given. I don't care. Yes, you do. You care. Y'all go ahead and watch this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't like that. Yeah, didn't
I'm
like
gonna. I'm not gonna put it. I'm not gonna say the dude's name because right, we don't want right. to give him any attention. But there's a guy who, you know, I guess you decided to address him out of all people because he has a decent amount. He has a decent following.
You don't have a decent following. Not to that knowledge. I addressed it. And
well, if that was somebody that had 200 followers, you would have ignored it.
It was. We're not gonna bring attention to it. But I'm notorious for one. I've always have been. Can we agree on that? Like, for one response,
at least,
I'm notorious for one. Mm-hmm. What the fuck or whatever. This was my one, but it annoyed me because of who the person was supposed to be and what that person was supposed to stand for.
But he said nice things about you.
I know, but it just in general, just and I don't want to bring attention to it because I'm giving him clout by doing that. Mm-hmm. I was annoyed that you're doing the complete opposite of what the fuck your thing represents. It wasn't even about the special. It was more about just him overall. I got annoyed. You know what I'm saying? Like I got annoyed by that. And I ain't
platform is for black people.
Yeah. It was annoyance on that level, just like what we were talking about before we even started the show today. Like the same level of annoyance that I had with that, I had with this situation. But Naeem, when you check me, did I give you any pushback or did I not throw in a white flag and immediately agree? You're absolutely right.
No, you agreed. But I mean, you are one of the leaders of this new school, the social media thing. And you've done well
yeah.
with ignoring the criticism.
All the
you know, I specifically have had to follow suit because, you know, my show gets trashed. I mean, it gets trashed mostly on this show. It don't really get trashed, you know. So when I look at the hashtag,
yawn. Let me come back on screen. So this is my issue with Kevin. Like I've been saying this for years. Kevin is a narcissist. Okay, he can dish it. He cannot take it. regardless if you're a fan of Tariq Nasheed or not, he didn't say anything disparaging to him. He just said, I didn't find it funny. I had to turn it off after 10 minutes. So because you're black and I'm black, I'm not allowed to critique you. Does that make any sense? So we're not allowed to have an opinion on your special because we're black. That's silly. Okay. And that's not realistic. No, what it is he got in his feelings, and then to still be arrogant and say, I'm not going to say his name because I'm not going to give him clout. So are you saying that you made that man? Because again, you had to know who he was for that tweet to bother you. And I'm glad that dude held his feet to the fire and said, well, he has to be somebody, or you had to have known him, or he has to have some type of following because you retweeted it. You responded back. If he had 20, you would ignore it. So you thought because he has his following, he's verified on Twitter, he has a big following, that him saying that your comedy special was whack was going to lead to a viral moment and have his fans and whoever saw that tweet to not go support your comedy special. That is why you went off the way that you did. That is why you're on a hobo tour with a violin. Okay? Now, let me go ahead and say this. And watch how women can relate to this, but then in the same breath, some of these women will get in their feelings when I talk about Meg Thee Stallion. I've told you guys this for years. I don't rock with Kevin Hart. I used to be a fan. I remember my ex-boyfriend, we went to his comedy show when he was here in Minnesota. Bought tickets, went. This was probably like in 2013. Funny, had a good old time. I used to really support Kevin. Then I started watching his ways. And that's what I do with a lot of people, especially as they blow up. I just watch their ways. And I just started seeing a lot of shady shit about him. How he treats people, the way he does things for attention. He claims he's trying to help the homeless, but let me film myself giving this homeless person money so that way I can get clout. Okay? And I've broken all this down in prior videos. So it's funny that when I watch Kevin and I say that his character is flawed, people understand that. But in the same breath, when I do Meg the same way and say, I've been watching her for the past year and a half, and it's something about her character that don't sit well with me, y'all don't get that, though. That's just hating and being mean. But with Kevin Hart, everybody understands it. Make it make sense. I keep the same energy. So let me go ahead and play you guys a flashback. We're going to get on his little friend, TJ Trust, okay? Because I was telling you that he threw TJ under the bus before it became popular. Before Comedy Hype or anybody else was talking to TJ. I told y'all this 10 months ago that Kevin Hart threw his own boy under the bus, you know what I'm saying, to basically negate the fact that he was cheating on his McRib. And TJ Jackson has now been a casualty of Kevin Hart's crooked character. I told y'all that shit 10 months ago. So I didn't need to go on to Comedy Hype and tell me. I said 10 months ago he was lying on that man because they kept dropping these so-called charges against TJ. And nobody else was talking about it but me. No big outlets were running with that story because it was cool to make TJ the scapegoat and say that he was a horrible person and a horrible friend. So let me go ahead and play my flashback because I keep receipts. So I don't go off of y'all. Y'all go off of people's looks, their movies, their music. I go off of their character. This is the same little man who left his two white friends in the car to die. Then he bounced for an hour to come up with a story and then spun into a documentary. Oh, I'm wearing a, I couldn't even walk. My back was almost broke. Where's your back brace, sir? Where's the brace? But see, when I ask questions, I mean. So your back was almost broke. You left these folks to burn. Where's your back brace? Anyways, let me find my damn video. Show y'all. McRib. McRib Senior. This is my video from 10 months ago. Okay? Talking about breaking down Kevin Hart's character because everybody kept saying I was a hater. Oh, you a hater. You never support him. You a hater. Da 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 da. So I broke it down just like I did the Meg Thee Stallion thing. His character. I'm cool. Once I see you have a shitty character, you won't get none of my damn money. I'm cool. Y'all do what y'all want to do. I'm not watching Zero Fucks Given because why? I have zero fucks to give about Kevin Hart or his comedy special. I will watch Dave Chappelle. That's my dude. Fucks with Dave. Let me go ahead and play this. Give me just a second here. So this is my stream from, look, 10 months ago. Highlight it. Boom. Let me go ahead and play this for y'all.
As usual. So if you guys do not know, Kevin Hart's last ex-best friend, JT Jackson, they have now dropped two more charges. Remember, Kevin Hart accused him of blackmailing him and trying to deflect from everything. Now, two more charges as of December 13th have been dropped. There's only one more charge left. So, like I said, I look at the whole picture when it comes to Kevin Hart, and something about him just rubs me wrong. He just does a lot of sneaky stuff and he tries to portray this good guy image, and I'm not buying it and I'm not falling for it. So when I say I'm not a fan of Kevin Hart, I don't care about his Hollywood career. I don't care about his movies. I don't care about his comedy. Most people feel like, well, I don't like him because they don't feel like he's funny. I think he's personally, you know, he's funny at times, but I don't care about that. I don't like him because of his character. Okay. I've been following this guy for the past few years and I just see the way he moves. His moves are just shady. So I've already explained my issue.
All right. So now let me go ahead and play y'all what I think I was calling him TJ. It's JT Jackson. Y'all not be getting names mixed up shit.
Oh, that's 15 years, brother. Come sit down with me. Talk to me. I wanted to talk to him. Like, yo, none of that never happened. Till this day, none of that never happened. Wow. Yeah. So, again, I know he has his reasons. He got his team, you know. They telling him, you know, he's a megastar, you know. He can't get caught up into words and then now he may be liable for saying something and vice versa, you know, of us having a conversation that he may not want to have, you know. Right. So, but yeah, man, I was pissed, man. I'm gonna be dead ass. I'm still pissed, yeah, you know, about that.
And I think, you know, the reason why we wanted to speak with you is because from our perspective, you know, we got to see your name thrown out there in headlines.
Mm-hmm.
Judas, like Judas in the Bible, betrayed a friend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Donkey of the day, like a lot of stuff said against
the disrespect. Yeah.
And we'll get into that. And then as your team pushes forward with the case, you start seeing these other headlines very quietly.
Uh-huh.
Charges drop.
Yeah, very quietly.
And that was quietly. So for us, it made me feel like, okay, there's still some missing parts in this.
I'm glad, man.
Uh-huh. All right, let me come back on the screen. So you guys just saw a snippet of JT Jackson's interview with Comedy Hype. So like I said, I have been calling that out way back when, that JT didn't do shit. Kevin threw him under the bus. The same way he threw them white folks that were in that car under the bus. Ain't nobody heard from the white people since. Almost became barbecue. I'm sure they got a nice payoff. That's why we haven't heard nothing from them. So him crying and whining and, you know, he's the victim and Tariq and all these people are hating on him for simply having an opinion. Nobody said don't watch his show. They just said that they didn't find it funny. Why is it that when somebody just has a difference of opinion, these fans or these celebrities want to get so upset? It doesn't make any sense. Let me go ahead and pull something else. It was something else I wanted to show y'all. I'm not feeling, you know, the moves that he's making with people. And I think a lot of people are starting to see it. Now, he's also in some more controversy. Now, like I said, I didn't watch the special, so I'm not going to talk about it because I didn't watch. And that's not fair to say, oh, yeah, he said this or he didn't. I have no idea. But I guess from what I'm hearing is in the special, he called his daughter a hoe. She had whole tendencies. And so social media was running with that and saying something about, oh, he's disrespecting black women and this and that. So Kevin Hart is speaking out about it again. And Hollywood Unlocked, they ended up posting this on their Instagram page. So let me go ahead and pull this up. Like I said, I didn't watch the comedy special, so I don't know the ins and outs of the joke. And I'm not going to act like I do.
All right, guys.
So give me just a moment here. Well, okay, hold on. Let me see. Oh, okay. I thought somebody said they had information on that. Okay. So this is what he's saying now.
We got to stop. All right. Stop with the false narrative.
It's a false narrative that's being created. If you were in the clubhouse and a part of the conversation, this wasn't about black women. It wasn't about me going against black. Stop. A question was asked about the joke about my daughter and me referencing my daughter having hoe-like activity. I gave an answer to it. Here's what it is, guys. I'm not calling my daughter a hoe. I'm saying what she did is hoe-like activity. I called three former hoes that I knew and asked them, is this hoe-like activity? We had a conversation about it, a good back and forth. There was never a black woman and black man back, never. So stop with that false narrative, first and foremost. Also, understand, guys, there is no other way to market or promote because we're in a pandemic. I can't go and do the talk shows that I once did or go out and do the public stunts. I have no other way to market and promote except to go. All right, guys, look, we got so viral. I have to create conversations, generate back and forth. That's the marketing and promotion attached to my now special. It's common sense here, guys. Marketing, promotion. That's why I was in Clubhouse. Marketing, promotion, conversation. Hence, it leads to streams. So if you haven't seen it, go see it. Zero Fucks Given, streaming now. But stop with the false narratives and the clickbait and the back and forth. There wasn't no comparison to Barack and Oprah, the shit that I'm seeing. Stop. Stop it. Stop it. False narrative. Marketing, promotion, conversation, Zero Fucks Given on Netflix now. Point blank.
Okay, let me come back on the screen. Now, like I stated, I haven't seen Zero Fucks Given, so I don't know the context in which he would call his daughter a hoe or say she has hoe-like activities. But I will say this. It may have been a joke, but why even joke like that about your daughter? You know, why even say that I called other hoes to see if, you know, she might be turning into a hoe? It's just not funny. His comedy at this point has just gotten really, really low vibrational. You know, we have enough things out there attacking young black girls, you know, their self-esteem, their self-worth online. We don't need Tiny Man Kevin doing the same to his child. Okay. On top of that, I feel like he's getting frustrated because a lot of people are waking up to his bullshit. Before, when Kevin would drop stuff, people really supported him. But I think a lot of people have waked up to his character and how he really is behind the scenes, how he really treats people. And folks are just not here for it. Dave Chappelle can literally just pull a Beyonce by just, you know, throwing a surprise comedy special, okay, on Netflix, on YouTube, whatever. And it goes viral. Everyone races to, you know, races to go watch it. Kevin Hart is slowly losing that star power, and I feel like it's really bothering him. You know, he can try and, you know, spin a different narrative. He's crying about false narratives. Well, you can spin whatever narrative you want to, but what I'm seeing and hearing online, Zero Fucks Given is bullshit, okay? So I just don't understand in what world you'd have to joke about your 14-year-old daughter having whole tendencies, but again, I didn't watch it, so I don't know, and I don't want to necessarily take it out of context, but the whole thing sounds suspect to me. Let me go ahead and read some of these super chats here before I go. Moon Willow 67 sent $24.99. She says, hey, T, you definitely remind me of my niece, who is a Leo to the core, just bought the Wake and Bake bundle. I can't wait. Love you. Keep being you. Thank you so much, and thank you for the support. Thank you to everybody who's been buying the Dope Beauty Bundle, the face wash, the creams, and things like that. I really appreciate it. So thank you, guys. I'm glad that it's making a big difference in your skin. If you guys have not, make sure you guys go on to dopebeautyproductswithaz.com to buy any of my products. Appreciate y'all. Let's see here. Netta Kins Sanfai, she says, I think he needs to learn how to Zoom. What's he talking about, Kevin? Telepath Pictures says, that was pretty passionate. For I don't give a fuck post. That's what I'm saying. Like, for somebody who doesn't give a fuck, you're doing a lot of talking. You're going a lot of hobo tours. Because when I don't care about something, I don't even address it. I don't care. I don't have the energy to even care. So to me, he really gives a fuck. And I think he's realizing, like I've been telling y'all, this whole C-19 situation has exposed a lot. A lot of people who are comfortable, who are, you know, living high off the hog, who could mistreat people and talk down to people. Now they're understanding, like, you're literally on the same platform as a lot of regular people. And people are going to be more careful what they put their energy towards, what they put their money towards. So you got to act a certain way. You notice a lot more people have been running to OnlyFans. You know, a lot more celebrities are running there and everything else. So I think he's finally getting his wake-up call. And he's such a narcissist. The fact that everybody doesn't love him and he's not, you know, doing this comedy special and he's not getting like a bunch of rave reviews. In a minute, mark my words, he'll be coming out talking about he's going to be retiring. Oh, I'm going to leave while I'm on top. I retire. Watch. That's how much of a narcissist he is. He's going to be retiring soon. Let's see here. Maurice Jornison 49 says, yes, you called Kevin Hart out a while ago. Thank you so much, Maurice. I'm glad you remember that. I have several videos where I have called his character into question. You know what I'm saying? Brought receipts and everything else because his fans would always attack me and say that I was just a hater. No, I'm watching this dude's moves and his moves are shady. You know, and the fact that, you know, JT Jackson, you know, is still has this cloud of suspicion around him when he's done nothing wrong. Everything has been dropped. But he claimed that this man was trying to blackmail him, extort him, literally blackball this dude. Nobody in the industry wants to work with JT Jackson because he was Kevin Hart's right-hand man. So if you could do that to Kevin Hart, what makes me think that he won't do that to me? So everybody blackballed him. And now it's coming out that he did nothing wrong. But the industry is not, you know, trying to side with that man. And Kevin Hart is not cleaning that up. And I don't respect that. That's the same thing Meg did to Kelsey. If Kelsey wasn't the one who shot you and that was your friend for 7 years, why not come out and say Kelsey had nothing to do with it? You had no problem blasting Tori. So why not have your friends back if that's really your friend? With friends like that, who needs enemies? But see, when you speak the truth, people want to get mad. And that's the sad part. Let's see here. Ferrari is saying that Kevin is telling us that he verbally sacrificed his kids for critical acclaim. Damn. I didn't even look at it like that, honey. Queen Bee says you have the freedom of speech, but everyone has the right to criticize you. And he does not like that. Exactly. Ajanae23 says he tried to give that shock value that worked for Dave Chappelle and it backfired on him. Yikes. I agree. And that's what it was. It's not working for Kevin Hart. And now he's upset, you know, and that's my thing. When you treat people wrong, you're not going to be blessed. Like he has this whole situation over here with TJ Jackson. He has not resolved that issue. Like y'all can think that I'm weird and that's fine. That's why I'm just going to be hanging out my damn Discord. Shout out to all my Discorders. People think I'm weird because I go esoterical. And I get it. Everybody's not into that. And it just probably sounds weird. But energy is real. Karma is real. Spirits are real. Okay? You cannot have this whole situation here with JT Jackson where you've done him wrong and now you want to be blessed with your comedy special. It doesn't happen that way. You haven't resolved your wrongs with this brother that you threw under the bus. So I don't feel bad for him. It's not okay. You know, and even like when I was saying on my Instagram page and folks wanted to get mad, I said, I believe that Meg suffers from the Jezebel spirit and her drinking alcohol, it enhances that. Because why alcohol is spirits. That's another name for alcohol is spirits. When you drink and consume alcohol, it changes you up. Does that make her a bad person? No. That's something that you pray about and you ask for deliverance. But see, when you start talking about things, you know, spiritually, and you start talking about religion, people want to knock you as crazy and say that you're judging. It's not about judging. Nobody's perfect. A lot of us have had our own vices, our own dilemmas, things in life. So when you've been through shit, you try to, you know, school people so they don't make the same mistakes. What is wrong with that? What is wrong with telling young girls, don't just be out here just drinking and wilding out to the point where you black out because people can take advantage of you. You can be hard. You know, so many things can happen to you and you don't have, you know, the protection that some of these celebrities have. Why is that wrong to say? I'm always going to look at shit esoterically. I'm always going to look at stuff spiritually. And I believe that is what's going on with Kevin. He did that man wrong. So why should you be blessed with a special that everybody likes and everybody's raving about? Now you may, and then the people in the car that he left to die, he did them wrong too. So now I don't feel bad for Kevin. Not at all. So if that makes me weird because I look at stuff in a spiritual way, then so be it. I'll be weird. So on that note, been out here long enough, shit. Done preaching. I'm ready to go. I've been out here for real, I've been out here for an hour and 34 minutes. But yeah, I just, you know, Kevin has a lot of demons that he's battling. He needs to go battle them demons, okay? He needs to go figure some shit out. Real talk. Because JT has been blacklisted and that man is hurting. And when I spoke on this 10 months ago, I was the bad guy. Oh, you're mean. You're judging. Now JT's coming out confirming everything I was saying 10 months ago. It's not okay how that man was treated. He was treated as a sacrificial lamb because Kevin didn't know how to keep his damn peen in his pants. Y'all, honey. Malaysia says, you didn't read my super chat. I'm sorry. There's been a lot of super chats I missed, so I'm sorry, sis, but I did see your comments. So thank you if you sent a super chat. I apologize for missing it. Tori just sent $4.99. Thank you so much, Tori. I appreciate it. Oh, somebody says, talk about Lisa Berry. Oh, Lisa Berry. Lisa Ray and Holly Berry. Sorry about that. Let's talk about that real quick. Okay, JoJo Harris. Let me see if I can find the clip. If I can find Lisa Ray talking shit about Holly Berry. Because it was trending the other day. I didn't get a chance to post it. Let me see if I can find it on Hollywood Unlocked because I didn't post it. I thought that was very nasty. Very nasty what Lisa Ray did. Trying to see if I can find the video clip. Let me look on Twitter. Let me do a quick search. Because y'all have some things to say about that. I just didn't get a chance to talk about it. So thank you for bringing that up. Honey, they had Holly Berry trending. I thought something damn happened to her. Where's the dang on video? Let's see. Is this the video? I think this is the video. Let me make sure.
She knew her daddy was a damn.
No, that's some Fix My Life type shit. I didn't even know she was on Fix My Life. Let's see. I'm trying to find it was a podcast they were doing for Fox Soul. So I'm trying to see if I can find it so y'all can hear it. Okay, here it is. Here it is. I found it. Found it. Let me share my screen with y'all real quick. Give me just a second here. All right, y'all listen to this mess.
But you know what? Tony Braxton got some fine men back in the day.
Yes, she did.
She was
bad. So we don't know what she's doing in the bedroom. It'd be like Halle Berry.
Yeah, I can't imagine Tony Braxton not being able to put it down with the amount of love songs that this girl got. And the amount of passion,
no action.
What you mean, Lisa Ray, about Halle Berry? She's not supposed to be good in the bed.
That's what they said. That's what I read.
Really?
And that's what I heard.
Oh.
That's what they say.
So nobody regrets not doing anything when they were younger.
No.
I do regret stuff.
Tony regrets it.
I regret. But you know what?
All right, y'all. Y'all just heard a snippet of that. I thought that was tacky. You know, to say that you heard that she was bad in bed, even if you heard that, everything that you know about people doesn't need to come out. Just like I told y'all earlier in the stream, there was a celebrity I saw at the airport. We made eye contact and she turned her damn head. I could blast her just to be blasting her, but for what? Why even put that energy out there? You know, there's jealousy there. Let's keep it real. At one point in time, Lisa Ray was that girl. She was, you know, diamond from the Players Club, very beautiful woman. But Holly Berry, when you say Holly Berry, she is globally recognized. She is where Lisa Ray wants to be. See, Holly Berry's living her best life right now. Okay? She don't have to sit here on Fox Soul gossiping about what people do in the bedroom. Okay? Holly Berry gets a nice residual check for everything that she's done. And her name is well respected in Hollywood. And one thing about Holly Berry is she don't bother nobody. She really don't. Okay? She may bother her baby daddies, but she don't bother nobody else. And so I thought that was very tacky. That was very tacky to say that you heard that this woman was bad in bed. Unless you've eaten her box and put it on her, there was no tea for you to spill. She could have kept that to herself. Unless you were smashing her and she didn't perform properly, how do you know? So it's almost like you were trying to take a dig at her because people look at Halle Berry as a sex symbol. That's, you know, a lot of men's fantasies. So let me try and take a dig at her sexually so that way people can keep fantasizing about Diamond, a role I had 20, 30 years ago. That's a damn shame. I'm not feeling that. I wasn't feeling that at all. That was unnecessary. Very spiteful. I'm Nana Nia. Hey, sis. She said 1999. She said, shout out to you, sis. Don't forget to like the live. I see 13K. I know that's why I see 13K too. Can we get more than 5K likes, please? Thank you, sis. Thank you for coming through. Dee Parker says, since Lisa Rae has joined Fox Soul, her soul has become very negative. She gives me bitter, hateful vibes. See, I don't watch Fox Soul at all, but I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised because you got to realize, like I keep telling you, C-19 is exposing a lot. Before C-19, all these people acted like they were up here because they were shows. So they could do little comedy shows. They could do little acting gigs. They could, you know, do club hostings. But all of that has dried out. So the only thing these people can do now is sit online and gossip about other celebrities. Okay? See, remember, the gossiping and the spilling tea, that was for regular folks like us, the nobodies. You know, it was the nobodies. You know, those people on YouTube, they're all losers. All they do is sit around and talk about celebrities. But isn't it funny that these so-called celebrities, many of whom used to be A-list, are now sitting around doing what? Gossiping about other celebrities. Woo! How the tables have turned, how the mighty have fallen. Okay? But what I find very funny is that if they're the topic at hand, it's an issue. And that's what I don't like. I don't care about people gossiping or spilling tea, but you better be able to handle that backlash when you get it. When they're the topic of a conversation, it's an issue. And that's what I don't respect. When Lisa Rae is trending for some nonsense, it's an issue. When Claudia Jordan is trending for some nonsense, she's a victim. Oh, you know what I'm saying? When Vivica Fox is trending for some shit, she's the victim. But when they're ready to spill and talk about other people, oh, they're here for it. That's not how it works. Okay, if you're going to put shit out there and have your opinion on everything, you can't get in your feelings. That's the number one thing I tell YouTubers. Bitches want to sit up all day, spill tea and talk shit about everybody. But as soon as somebody got their name in their mouth, it's an issue. They're a victim. Everybody's coming for them. Everybody's hating on them. Nah. All is fair in love and war. All is fair in the gossip game. If I can, myself included, if I can sit here and give my opinion on shit, you think I go fuck when bitches make videos about me and Lovely T this and that? Have fun. All it does is bring more people my way. They'd be like, well, who is Lovely T? And then when they get here, like, damn, she's cool as hell. I'm gonna go ahead and hit that subscribe button. So I'm here for it all. So my thing is, you can't dish it. And then when you're the topic, then it's quiet. Then it's, oh, you know, we're not gonna talk about this. Oh, don't talk about that. Yeah, I get bitter teas. That wasn't cool. That wasn't cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, as women, we go through enough, you know, with men sexualizing us, sexualizing our body parts, you know, with men telling, swapping stories in the industry, swapping stories on the block, swapping stories on, you know, at school. So why even put that out there that she's bad in bed? She ain't too bad. Shit. She got two babies by the peen. So, shit. Fuck something. They stayed with her long enough. Let's see here. Chi-Chi says, don't ever challenge a Nijah sister. Sis goes deep. Thank you so much, Chi-Chi Marie. I appreciate it, sis. Thank you for the super chat. Tori Mason says, bored and miserable. Yeah, I just, you know, I didn't like that. When I saw that and I saw why she was trending, I was really disappointed. You know, because like I said, again, all these people, when they're trending for something, they all play victim. But they love to dish it. And that, no, Halle Berry, I think she responded, but she responded classy. What was Halle Berry's response? If anybody knows it, write it. Let me see if I can find it. Okay, it says Halle Berry clapped back. What did she say? Because she did respond, but trust me, it wasn't nothing crazy. Because Halle Berry ain't going to do that. Let me look at the comments. Let's see. Lord, somebody said T-Pain dissing Aaliyah. What? I didn't see that one. Oh, okay, she said, ask her man. Thank you. Perfect response, Holly Berry. She said, oh, so you want to say I'm bad in bed, bitch? Ask my man. Ask my man. Because when I write it, I'll be like, who her man name? We just going to use Will. She write it so good. She's like, I'm going to leave Will. I'm going to leave Will. I'm going to leave Will. I don't know her man's name, honey. But she said, ask her man. How about that? Yeah, that was just tacky. I didn't like that. Oh, what's his name? His name is Van Hunt. Ask her man, Van Hunt. Okay. Okay. I bet you Van Hunt ain't talking about I'm gonna leave Holly. How about that? So, like I said, that was tacky. Very unnecessary. Didn't like it. Didn't like it at all. I didn't hear about the T-Pain Aaliyah thing, so I had to research that story. I've been out here for almost 2 hours. So I'm not even going to go there with T-Pain. And I don't understand his beef with Aaliyah. What's that about T-Pain? So I'm going to research that one. But yes, on that note, they said Tamara's trending. I see her trending. Let me see why Tamara trending. What Tamara do? She another one that likes to cry. Man, I'm crying. What is wrong with Tamara? What the hell? Tamara says, you guys are adorable, although I love me some interracial love too. Come on. They are dragging her. Okay, let me show y'all what she said on under Remy Ma's picture. They are dragging her on Twitter. I'm trying to get off this stream. Y'all won't let me leave. Okay, so Remy Ma and her man, her husband, excuse me, Papoose posted a picture. So Remy Ma says, ain't nothing like black love. Hashtag meet the Mackies. Remy Ma, Remy Mafia, pretty brown. Beautiful couple. Man, I like this olive green. They both look really nice. Here comes Tamara. You guys are adorable. Although I love some interracial love too. Come on, Tamara. You know the internet gonna drag you, honey. You know, let me say this. Tamara's a sweet girl. I just think she doesn't know just when to just shut up and eat her food. Tamara, all you had to do was just say, this is sweet. Or just hit a like and move on. Okay? We know that you're for interracial dating. Your husband's white. Okay? I don't like that whole, as soon as I'm doing something, but what about, no, we're talking about this. Just like when we talk about black women. Protect black women. Then all of a sudden, here comes Mexican. Well, what about Mexican women? Those damn essays be attacking us too. Well, no, we're talking about black women, okay? All women should be protected, but right now we're talking about black women. Okay, just use that as an example. People who, you know, Black Lives Matter. White Lives Matter too. Yes, they do. But right now we're talking about black lives. Oh, this is a breast cancer march. Because my dad has prostate cancer. And I'm sorry to hear that, but this is about breast cancer. Like, sit your ass down. They're talking about black love. Let them have their moment, okay? We praise interracial love too, but let them have their moment, Tamara. That's it. That's all. I see why you're getting drug number one on Twitter. Everybody wants to take things over. It's okay. It's okay to let somebody get their shine. You don't always have to be the center of attention. It's okay. I believe this is Native American month. I might be wrong. I thought I seen somebody post something by Native Americans on Instagram. So if this is Native American month, do I have the right to then say, hey, 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 what about Black History Month? It's in February. Calm down. You know, I'm like just let everybody get their little moment to shine. It's okay. It's okay. It's all right. Tara needs to sit her ass down, okay? I like her. She's very unproblematic, but just sometimes she puts her foot in her mouth. That's the problem. So I don't think she meant any harm by it, but I just think, like, you know, she's always trying to make people. I get the vibe that she's not as secure with her relationship as she tries to proclaim, right? Because you shouldn't have to keep talking about it. Like, if she's not crying on the reel about being in an interracial relationship, she's crying about people's opinions. If she's not crying about the fact that, you know, I would have been sad if my daughter didn't look like me. You know, I'm so glad that my daughter is more brown with brown eyes. Well, why are you sad? You're smashing a white man. So your son came out with blue eyes and sandy brown hair. Who cares? Like, well, you know, like, it shouldn't matter what your children look like. I don't know. She's just weird. I don't think that she's as comfortable with it as she tries to proclaim. That's the vibe I get. Just like when Jeannie Mai was always, you know, saying stuff about Freddie, and it just didn't seem like she really was gelling in that relationship, you know? So I don't know. Just very strange. Very strange. But hopefully, you know, she'll get over this dragging. Because they're going in on her. I see her trending. They are dragging her, honey. They said another rapper died. Oh, Lord. Who died? Another rapper died. Oh, Lil Yace. Oh. Who's Lil? Maybe I said his name wrong, honey. Sorry. Lil Yace. Fans react to it. Oh, my God. A Lil Yace. How y'all say his name? I've never heard of him. Let me just keep it real. I don't know if it's Lil Yace, Lil Yace. I've never heard of him. He's 25 years old. And he died. I'm sure he was shot. They said, we are hearing that San Francisco rapper Lil Yace 600 passed away this morning. We're sick about the news. Sending prayers and positive energy. That's sad. I've never heard of him. Rest in peace to him. Murdered. Yep. What'd I say? San Francisco rapper murdered at the age of 25. Something about this rap game, man. Rest in peace to him. Did y'all see the video? Somebody sent it to me. Somebody said he's from Sunnydale, San Francisco. Yeah, I've never heard of him. I'm not fooling with them comments. Somebody sent me a video of little Boosie in the club in a wheelchair. Let me see if I can find it. I'm sorry, I laughed. I'm glad he's okay. But it made me laugh. Let me see here. He came to the club. Did y'all see it? He was in a wheelchair. Trying to see if I can find the video. Yeah, he was in a wheelchair. Man, the video ain't, I don't know. It ain't coming up. Yeah, I can't find the video. It's somewhere on social media. He came to the club in a wheelchair. I don't know if he was performing, but again, like I told you, this is really showing you the C19, where everybody is at financially. This man was shot in the leg. He suffers from diabetes. He had not one, but three infections that he's fighting. The last place he needs to be is in the club. He needs to be at home resting and making sure that them antibiotics kick in so he doesn't potentially lose his leg, because it's very serious when you have diabetes. So I don't know if he needs the money. He was performing. Okay, y'all saw it in the shade room. Yeah, he had a microphone. He was rapping. I said, it is not that serious at all. But they said that he has to perform because he has bills to pay. I'm going to see if I can find the video real quick. They said it's in the shade room. Somebody sent it to me this morning. I said, oh, hell no. I said, you know what? I have no comment right now. I don't even know what to think. Let's see if I can find it. I'm in the shade room now. I'm going to see if I can find it real quick. I see another video of Lil Boosie. Well, it looks like that's him with Lil Duval. Yeah, I can't find, I don't see it. I don't know. It's probably bit for, oh, here it is. I found it. Found it. Let me show y'all. I just found it. Hold on. Let me share my screen real quick. When I seen this, I was like, really? He needs to be resting. The hood mentality never ceases to amaze me. Like I said, I'm all for bouncing back, I'm not saying he needs to be in bed feeling sorry for himself, but he's not out the woods yet. And he also has a compromised immune system from the diabetes. Him being in the club, around a lot of chaos, chaotic energy, smoke. I don't know. Good luck to him in that leg. Anyways, y'all. Yep, no mask. Thank you. Somebody called it out. I wasn't trying to go there. No mask at all. Y'all be on it. Somebody, the first thing people said, where's the mask? I don't know. Like I told y'all before, where's the beef? I do not know. That mask is gone. So, yeah, he needs to stay home, okay? COVID, C-19, excuse me, is out here. It's real. People are dropping like flies. He's dealing with an infection in his leg. He does not need to be in the club. But again, people won't tell him that because, you know, they're not going to tell him the truth. That's what happens when you have a lot of yes men around you. Because people who really cared about him would not have him in that environment. What if they start shooting again? How's he going to get out? Ain't nobody going to be... Imagine, just think about it. If a shootout erupted again, he's already been shot. Imagine somebody in the club just decides to start shooting. Do you really think these folks are going to be pushing him out the way? They're going to run. They're going to run and he's going to be left. Hey! Hey, guys! What about me? Come on now. We got to move smart. But when you speak the truth, you're hating. Let them start shooting in that club. All them people going to run away from... They're going to part like the Red Sea. He's going to be left there in his wheelchair. Can't get out. Can't move. Can't wheel forward. Can't wheel backwards. Come on, y'all. We got to do better. On that note, I'm out. I'm out. It is now 4:00. I've been out here for 2 hours. This was an awesome stream, you guys. Thank you guys so much for spending the day with me. Well, at least 2 hours of the day with me. I appreciate it. Thank you to everybody who sent super chats. I appreciate that as well. So again, I'll see you guys again later. So you guys have a good weekend. Bye.